So take a moment just to make sure that you're comfortable where you're lying. If you need a pillow or a cushion, make sure you're set up. The idea is to have your body as comfortable as you can possibly make it. Now remember, the focus of this first session, it's not about seeing how much movement you can get or how big the tremors are going to be. It's purely about learning to access the tremors, but most importantly, learning how to stop them and to regulate them so you always feel 100% in control of what you're experiencing. Remember the big things to watch out for that I mentioned in the last video. If you feel any pain or discomfort whatsoever, slide your legs out and have a break. If there's any tension or bracing or resistance in your body to the movements, if there's holding on, slide your legs out and have a break. Also notice if there's any bracing or holding in your breath. Again, slide your legs out, have a little bit of a break, wait till the body is completely comfortable and relaxed again. Also, if there's any cold or numbness happening in your body, have a little break. And last of all, if you're feeling tired, fatigued, foggy or drowsy, slide your legs out and have a break. It's a bit like doing your very first driving lesson. We're not looking to see how fast you can go, but we're actually wanting to make sure you can start the process, but more importantly, find the brakes, stop and regulate. Okay, so if you go into the very first butterfly position, bringing the soles of your feet together and let the knees drop all the way out to the sides. And just let your legs drop out there. Your legs should roughly be in a symmetrical diamond position. Now, if that's uncomfortable for you at all, you can also do the whole process in reverse by starting with your legs in parallel with your feet flat on the ground. And instead of bringing the knees in each time, you're going to slowly take them out. Okay. So those of you who have your legs out wide, what I want you to do is now slowly lift your knees up. Just bring them up 1 or 2 inches, about 5 centimeters, and you're going to hold that position. Any of you who have your knees in parallel, just let your knees drift slightly apart for a few centimeters. And just wait there. Now know that your muscles are already contracting and relaxing and vibrating, whether you can feel any movement or not. So this isn't a process, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to make your body tremor. Even if you can't feel visible movement, those muscle fibers are contracting and are relaxing already, so you're already tremoring. So you can let go of any expectation about what you think should be happening. Just stay with whatever you're noticing in your body. Some of you might feel a small wobble or a vibration. Others may feel no movement at all. Some of you might feel big movements, the legs starting to shake or wobble. Just let go of any expectations about what you think you should be experiencing. Now, what I want you to do is, if you can feel any sort of wobbling or tremoring or vibrating anywhere in your body, I want you to raise your hand. Even though no one can see you, just raise your hand and then lower it back down again. And for most people, you are going to find that you're already connected to the tremors. So now what I want you to do is slide your legs out. Take the legs out straight and have a rest. And most people will find that the tremors immediately stop. If not, and there is still some little vibration or movement, if you've never done this before, I recommend you wait completely for those tremors to come to a complete stop. If you need to, you can roll onto your side, get up and walk around if you need to. But otherwise, if those movements have completely stopped, now bring your legs back up into the position you were just in. So what I'm calling the first butterfly position, soles of the feet together, knees are out to the side and they're just lifted up about 2 or 3 centimeters. And we're going to hold that position again. If you're doing the process in reverse order, then you will have your legs in parallel and you're just letting your knees drop apart a couple of centimeters. and again. Just wait. Allow your body to do whatever it wants to do. If you're getting quite big movements into your pelvis, through your body, and you haven't done this process before, then just slide your legs out straight and take a break. If you feel any tension or any bracing, any pain, any resistance, anything apart from feeling entirely comfortable, slide your legs out and have a little break. Once you've had a break, as soon as you're comfortable, bring the legs back up into that butterfly position and hold. Again, let go of any preconceived ideas, whether you have to have big movements. Just be present to whatever it is you're experiencing. And again, if you haven't done this before, if the movements are building up quite strongly, slide your legs out and have a break. Like if you're going up a gear in a car, just make sure you're still regulating well. Now we're going to move on to the second position, butterfly two, I will call it. So just bring your knees up another 2 or 3 inches closer together. If you're doing the process in reverse, you'll let your knees just drift another inch or two further away. And again, we're going to hold this position for a couple of minutes. Again, take a moment to check in if there's any pain or discomfort, if there's any tension or bracing anywhere in your body, including in your chest, and especially in your face or your breathing. If you feel a sense of any resistance or holding, slide your legs out and take a complete break. I'm also going to invite you now to take a few deep breaths and let out what we call an audible sigh. So take a nice big breath in, and then as you breathe out, a bit of a wobble in the throat. As you breathe out, completely let your chest relax, let all the air out. Do that 2 or 3 times. Another big breath in as you breathe out. Just relax down into your body. Sinking into the floor, still holding your knees up. Again, just letting go of whatever you think needs to happen. Just be present to whatever you're experiencing. If you start to feel your pelvis rocking side to side, you can allow that as long as you're comfortable. If your hands are moving, your eyelids are fluttering, again, as long as you're comfortable, you can allow those movements. If you feel almost nothing at all, there could be hardly any movement or just a subtle internal vibration, or maybe you're just feeling your digestive system gurgling a little bit or your mind slowing down, that's okay too. Again, no matter where you're up to, I'm going to get you to slide your legs out and take another little break. And notice the impact that the shaking and tremoring is already having. There might be areas of your body that are more loose, more tight, heavier, lighter, more contracted, more expanded. Notice how your breath is without trying to judge it or change it. Notice how you feel mentally. Your thoughts faster, slower, racing, more present, less present, more positive, more negative. Your breathing, how you feel emotionally. Just notice the impact that the process is already having. If you feel more stirred up, more anxious, more agitated, more uncomfortable, then stop the process and don't keep tremoring at all. you can come back to this in a couple of hours or a couple of days, or get in touch with a TRE provider. If you're feeling completely comfortable and okay, or even a bit more relaxed, now bring your legs back up into that second butterfly position, soles of your feet together, knees out to the side, and you've lifted your knees up probably about 15 centimeters from the most wide position, holding that position that you were last in with your knees. And again, being patient, following and allowing the body to do whatever it wants to do. If you have movements coming into your upper body, as long as you're comfortable, allow those. You could have movements happening in your hands, maybe in your face. Your pelvis might even be rocking side to side. As long as you're comfortable with it, just completely allow it. If you're not comfortable, if there's any sense of tension or pain or resistance, or your breath is holding, then simply slide your legs out and have a break. Again, this session is not about how much you can get your body to move. It's about learning to get comfortable with the tremoring so you're able to relax into it, but more importantly, that you are able to stop the tremors and control them as you need to. Now, deliberately bring some awareness to your face, your cheeks, your forehead. And if there's any tension or bracing, if your jaw is clenched or your forehead is frowned, slide your legs out and have a break. Our face is one of the main areas where we subconsciously hold tension. So that's a good area for you to keep paying attention to throughout the rest of your session. If you have a break, wait until that tension subsides. Once you feel comfortable and ready, bring your legs back up and join back in again. Some of you may even find that your whole body wants to rock from side to side. Perhaps your knees are rocking from side to side, or maybe they'll even go to one side and hold your body in that position. Again, as long as you are comfortable, just allow that process to occur. And once again, bringing your knees a few inches, 5 to 10 centimeters, a little bit closer to again into what I call butterfly three, or the third butterfly position. If you're doing the process in reverse, you'll be allowing your knees just to drop a few more inches wider apart. Many people will find that as you bring the knees in, or you're dropping them out if you're doing it in reverse, that you will get an increase in tremors. As long as you are comfortable, then just keep allowing your body to move. Again, if there's any pain, any uncertainty at all, if you feel nervous or confused, if you feel tired, foggy, distant or drowsy, slide your legs out and take a break. Once again, deliberately take another break here. Slide your legs out straight. Notice the tremors slowing down. Again, if you haven't done this process before, wait until the tremors have come to a complete stop before starting again. One of the most valuable things you can possibly do in this whole process is to regularly stop and start. Take a little break, not just in terms of regulating the tremors so you feel in control, but having a small break will give your body time to relax and reset, so that when you do start tremoring again, you will often find that it significantly increases or changes the movements you're getting. So as long as your tremors have come to a complete stop, bring your legs back up again into that last position you were just in with the soles of the feet together. Knees are about 3/4 of the way up towards parallel. And now deliberately see the effect of having that little break. You may find that the tremors are stronger or bigger or in a different part of your body. You may even find that the tremors have slowed down and the movements are much quieter and still. Again, let go of any idea about what should be happening. As long as you're feeling comfortable and okay, you can just allow whatever it is that your body is doing. Take a moment to check in and make sure that your back and your sacrum, the lower part of your body, is completely comfortable lying wherever you are. If you're lying on a hard floor and your bottom or your sacrum or your back is starting to go numb, don't stay there. Slide your legs out, get up, walk around, have a break. You don't want to stay there if your body is not comfortable and enjoying the process. Check in with your breathing. Make sure your breathing is relaxed. If there's any tension or holding, slide your legs out. If in doubt, slide your legs out. Take a moment now to become aware of your arms and your hands. And I encourage you to deliberately change their position. So you can have them on your body, you can have them above your head, you can have them out to the side, you can have them, your elbows out to the side with your arms sort of just flopping up towards the ceiling in a relaxed position. But deliberately try a different position with your arms now. But again, be aware, if this is the very first time you've done this, don't have any expectations of having big movements, small movements, where they have to be. Just simply be present with whatever it is that you are experiencing. If you're starting to feel tired or fatigued or foggy or drowsy, again, slide your legs out and take a break. And now, moving into the final position, if you bring your knees up a few inches closer together, have your feet flat on the floor and have your feet roughly hip width apart, maybe a little bit closer together than hip width. Most people will find in this parallel position that you need to have your knees slightly wider than your feet, but you can play with that. An important thing though is don't keep your knees way out wide, because that will just be forcing your body to tremor because of the muscle fatigue and the muscle load. Just wait here in this parallel position. Some of you will find that increases the tremors, creates new movement, more movement. Others of you may find it actually calms the tremors down. Again, wait here for a minute or two and see what happens. Be open to experiencing very fine, subtle internal movement. It could be a vibration. It could be some warmth. There could be a sense of expansion. You might notice your mind is slowing down. Again, see if your arms are in a comfortable position. If they are, you can leave them there. If you want to try another position, move your arms wherever you need to. In this parallel position, your legs will roughly be, your knees will roughly be at 90 degrees or so. You can vary whether you have your feet a bit closer to your bottom or a bit further out. The main thing is making sure that you're completely comfortable and relaxed. Make sure there's no pain or numbness or stiffness in your back, no bracing anywhere in your body. no cold or numbness. You may find the movements come and go in waves. They could be entirely in your lower body, they could be in your hands, they could be your eyelids fluttering. Just be present to whatever it is that your body is doing. If you are watching the video, please be aware that most of the people, all the people you are watching in the video, have all been tremoring for quite a period of time. So their movements are going to be probably much bigger and larger and more full throughout the body than people doing this tremor session for the very first time. Again, if you feel tired, physical tiredness, mental tiredness, slide your legs out and take a break. If you start to feel any emotional expression, as long as you are 100% okay with it and you feel 100% in control of your experience, you are welcome to allow that movement or that expression as well. Okay, so let's now finally, we'll bring the session to a close by sliding your legs out. We're keeping this first session nice and short and concise. Slide your legs out, and we're going to take a few minutes now to rest and digest, relax, and allow the body to integrate the experience. Now, you do not have to be lying on your back for this part of the process. So if you'd feel more comfortable to roll onto your side, then roll onto your side. If you want to sit up or roll onto your front, if you need a blanket, grab a blanket, whatever you need to do to feel most comfortable and relaxed. If you feel like you need to move your body rather than rest, you're welcome to do that as well. Some people might like to stretch or move around. So you don't have to just be lying still. But while you're doing this, take some time to notice what you're experiencing. Notice how your body feels. Are there areas that are more tense, less tense? Are there areas that are warmer, cooler? Pay attention to your breathing for a moment. Notice if it's different from how it was when you started the session. It may be deeper, it may be more shallow. If it's more shallow and quiet, you don't need to be concerned. That's often a much more relaxed breath. Bring some awareness to your mind and your thoughts. Notice if your mind is faster or slower, without judging it, without trying to change it. You may feel very tired and sleepy, and you're welcome to fall asleep for a while. You may feel more alert, more switched on. Your mind may be more present. Bring some awareness to your senses, especially your ears, your hearing, smell. And also notice how you feel emotionally. You don't have to feel any emotions at all. You may feel more spaciousness, more calm, more relaxed, or you may feel some emotion. Again, as long as you're feeling okay, you can just allow that to be there. This rest time is just as important part of the process as the tremoring itself. Giving your body and your mind time to rest, integrate, digest the experience. Being conscious of the effect that the tremoring has had upon your body. And now, beginning to move your body around, taking your time, stretch your legs out, roll onto your side, stretch your arms. And then rolling onto the side, one side, whatever feels comfortable. And then coming back up into a sitting position. Take a moment to see how you feel sitting there now that you're up. Again, notice how you feel mentally. Is your mind faster or slower? What's been the effect of this tremoring? Has it had an impact on your mind, on your thinking? While you're sitting there, notice your breathing. Notice how your physical body feels. Notice how your face is. Notice how you feel emotionally. How present you feel. And now, if you're doing this process alone, what I recommend you do is grab your pen and paper and write down at least three things that you're noticing, whatever is bringing your attention right now. If you're doing this process with someone else there with you or in a group, then you can pause the video if you need to, take a little bit of time to share what you just experienced. In the next video, I will give you some further instructions. I'll answer questions, commonly asked questions that happen after tremoring. And if you're feeling 100% okay, then we'll just move on to the next part of the course when you're ready. If you're feeling stirred up or agitated or uncertain, then reach out to that person who is your contact person. If you're concerned at all, then get in touch with your local TRE provider. If you haven't found that person, remember you can find them in Australia at treaustralia.com.au, or globally you can find a TRE provider at traumaprevention.com.